Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. They found their knives, the scalpels they had stored years ago. It took a while. They were in the attic, inside a box, inside a box, inside a box. Ozzie and Harriet, I won't use their real names here, had been surgeons, both of them, and it had been a very long time since the knives were last out. No one, not even their closest friends, knew that they had operated on people for a living. That was the big reason they moved to the Driftless in the first place, anonymity. In the Driftless, you don't have to explain anything to anybody. She did hearts, he did noses. They made so much money that they started a foundation. No, not that kind of foundation. They dug a big hole in the ground and they laid the foundation for a splendid country home. Then the floods of 2007-2008 hit, and the foundation foundered. They invested in hazelnuts instead. Then the drought of 2012 hit, and there were no hazelnuts. They stopped investing in big ideas and got seven chickens instead. Now, when you live in the Driftless, you spend 4 months of the year in winter. At some point in your tenure here, you start working jigsaw puzzles, mostly during those winters. There's comfort in puzzling. Focus and repetition are calming. It feels good that, at least for the moment, everything you need is right in front of you. All the pieces are in that box. All the answers. They were working on an ingeniously complicated puzzle. It was called History Over Time, The City of Chicago. The puzzle had three main elements, each element to be completed before moving on to the next stage. The first is an overhead view of Chicago as it appeared in 1867. Half of the puzzle is blue pieces, which make up the lakefront, Lake Michigan, that is. Adjacent to the lake is early Chicago, homesteads, farms, a few main streets, and no tall buildings. Now, the second stage of the puzzle is half the size of the first. There are no lake pieces. This is an overhead view of contemporary Chicago with significant portions of the old lakefront filled in. All of it paved over, with the streets forming that signature, Chicago, Greg. You know the names, State, Michigan, Madison, Clark, Wells, and so forth. The cityscape layer is made of a quarter-inch foam. Many of the individual foam puzzle pieces are further punched with a small geometric shape. When this stage is completed, you pop out those small squares and rectangles, and you are left with dozens, dozens of little holes. Well, that's where you plug the buildings in. Yep. The final stage is made up of tiny, precision-cast plastic models of 86 of Chicago's most significant buildings. The puzzle comes with a map locating each of those buildings, as well as the year the originals were erected. Follow the map, put in the buildings, and voila, a 19-inch square depiction of Chicago sitting right there on your dining room table. The reason I'm telling you all of this is simple. If you would like Ozzie and Harriet to pass this puzzle on to you, and I hope you do, it's a great puzzle, you need to know that there are a few pieces in the first layer that are not exactly the same as when they opened the box. No, let's go back to the first stage for a minute. After hours and hours of trying and retrying dozens of combinations, there were a half dozen lake blue pieces that just didn't fit. Didn't fit anywhere. The comfort of winter puzzling had become the nightmare of pointless compulsion. That's where the scalpels come in. It's not easy altering precision puzzle pieces. Aside from the obvious ethical challenges, the task is physically difficult. So, Oz and Harriet found their scalpels and they went to work. It had been a long time since their surgical years, but it all came easily back, kind of like riding a bike. So here's the deal. There's an 8-piece section of Lake Michigan that has been altered. Those pieces have numbers on the flip side to help when you sort the pieces for yourself, you know, when you get the puzzle. There's no need for you to go through what they went through, is there?